Okay, the morning show coming up a little bit later on. That phone call from America. See how Barack Obama, the president, is getting on in his first and second day of his job. But also, our holiday doctor will be in with some recommendations of great places to go at cheaper prices. Our text number 3 text 083 33 99 103. But now, from, I suppose, the wilds of Wicklow, we welcome a blogger. Grandad, how are you?
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. And you are, well, I said a blogger with pronouncements. Would that be the correct way to describe you?
I have my opinions on things.
And you don't keep them to yourself?
No, I don't. I mean, it's the whole point of blogging is to get it off my chest and blow it out there and get people's opinions on what I have to say.
And you started this and you have a blog site called Head Rambles.
Headrambles.com.
And the fact that you went on and told people your opinions has been picked up by various people. So let's dispense with the modesty and, you know, hear about some of the things that's happened to you since you started.
Well, it was all rather strange. I started the thing as a joke. It was an overnight decision, literally. I decided one afternoon I'd try this, and I set up the site and started writing. I didn't know anything about blogging. And within a couple of months, I got a message from the Irish Times that they'd come across this site. Would I ever write an article for them? Which completely took me by surprise. I was an unknown as far as I was concerned. And from there, the next thing was I got a call from RTE, would I be interested in appearing on Capital D? And that was also a complete. I was staggered, and there had to be a few little white lies there because technically Capital D was about Dublin, but
yes, so and you were in Wicklow. But of course, it's visual as well, and you've been anonymous. I mean, how did you get around that part?
Actually, the television was a bit of a problem because a few of my neighbours recognised me.
Oh, dear.
And I met one or two in the lane outside. And, oh, yeah, I saw you on the television last night. Oh, God. And, of course, rapidly had to go back in my mind. What did I say about them? Because I do mention my neighbours from time to time.
Yeah, and you're not sort of fulsome in your praise of the area that you live in.
I love the area I live in, and very nice people around there. But for the sake of the blog, I let rip on it.
So, okay, the Irish Times, RTE, and then awards.
Yes, that was another one that amazed me. There are so many exceptional blogs out there, and I have to work out these now. There was the Net Visionary Awards somebody put me in for, and I was shortlisted for those, which amazed me. The Digital Media Awards I was shortlisted, and then the biggest surprise of all, I went in for the Golden Spider Awards, and won the Spider for Best Blogger.
And this is all starting as a joke.
It did start as a joke. And then last year, I won the best personal blog at the Irish Blog Awards, which again, I did not expect.
And how have these awards and this recognition changed your persona? Or are you being tempted to become a caricature of the person that won those awards, or can you still maintain a detachment and just, you know, spouse, basically?
I think I am still pretty detached. My wife herself, I always refer to her as herself, she maintains that I am becoming more and more of the persona, the granddad, that I'm always giving out, and I'd sit there and I'd throw something at the television. Oh, God, says she, there goes granddad again. And I get this thrown at me from time to time, but essentially I'm just a normal, quiet, country-living fella.
Right, with things to say.
With things to say. And a lot of people They agree with what I say. Okay, I get people giving out stink about some of the things I write, but that's all part of the fun of it.
Yeah, we've left out one of the things that have happened to you is because you got approached to put them all down in a book.
I did. I got an email, which I immediately took as being a joke, and had to do a considerable research, you know, which of my erstwhile friends was sending me these emails. But it turned out, no, it was quite serious. This was from Mercier Press. Would I be interested in writing a book? And it developed from there, and the book, in fact, came out last week.
Right. So we're talking to Grandad about his headrambles.com blog site. It started as a joke, and the world has opened up, and the book is out. It's called Head Rambles. So take us into your head, basically, and what do you pronounce upon?
What do I not pronounce upon? Just about anything and everything that comes that I come across in everyday life, things that irritate me. It could be, coming in this morning, got stuck once more at those temporary traffic lights. Why do they always have to be about 5 minutes on red when there's only two cars waiting? Or it could be the nanny state. It could be the Americanization of Ireland. Why do people always have to talk like they're on some American comedy program? You know, like, really? Truly?
And put their inflection high at the end of the sentence.
That's the way it goes.
I see you're having a go at the American ambassador here?
That was a little article that appeared in the Irish Times that I really don't know how serious it was. That the American ambassador wrote this little piece. He headed back to the States there day before yesterday.
And you're going to talk about the pepper, aren't you?
There were various aspects that his initial concern when he took up the post was to prevent war between Ireland and America. And it struck me that, yes, this was a pretty valid concern, because if war broke out, we'd absolutely thrash them. And I was glad that he was successful in that, because we don't want war with America, and we'd have to pay for their rebuilding after we'd hammer them. And he was on about the pepper, yes, and how the underdog is not always right. That we seem to have this thing for the underdogs. Why? So I just wrote about this. I wrote a little. I won't say it was a letter to him, but I just gave my opinions on it.
And do you ever rant?
Oh, frequently. The government. The government is a favourite target. Health service and all these things. And my dear friend Bertie, I'm sorry he's gone. I'm sorry W is gone. He was another favourite rant of mine. Why wasn't something done about him? I just rant about anything and everything.
And from where do you get responses?
All over the world. It's amazing. In fact, I would say at least half my readers would be in the States, despite the fact that I spend my time giving out about them and calling them all sorts of names. They love it.
Yeah, but you love them, really.
Underneath it all. Provided they stop sending their McDonald's and everything over here and destroying our culture.
That we seem to love, but there you go.
There you go. Well, what can I do about it except give out about it? And it's one of the reasons I like blogging. Gets it off my chest.
Yeah, and, I mean, have you any solutions for anything? Or does that not fall into cantankerous granddad?
I never really have any solutions. No, I just
somebody should do something about it.
Somebody should do something. A few people have said I should run for the Dáil, and I said I'm too old for that.
Even though you're a Wicklow blogger, there's an occasional mention of Wicklow, but you don't really say the voice from Wicklow.
Oh no!
Complaining.
At the beginning, it was just an Irish blog that I had myself as an Irish granddad giving out. And there were a few mentions. I would regularly go on about the mountains. There was this obscure joke that started up about shooting tourists that came from it came from a couple of sources. One of them was George Bush's speech after the 9/11 attacks, where he said that they had to start a war on tourism, and that any country that supported tourism was an enemy of the United States. So I said, fair enough, you know, we round up the locals and start shooting tourists. And this grew into a joke, which the Americans love, and they're talking about printing T-shirts, and I love head rambles, please don't shoot me, when they were coming over to visit. But it did come out that I was in Wicklow, but I leave it at that.
Right. And do you know the type of people who read your, the ages, the sort of background, the political views?
Absolutely. Just about every colour of the spectrum is there. I have students who read it. I have people who are actually older than myself. There was one regular contributor over in Florida who was in her 80s. Political viewpoints, there's one of my great friends that I've spoken to many's the time on the internet using the Skype technology. He's a very good friend, but we hold completely opposing views on American politics. He goes on about, oh, they've elected a comrade Obama. This is a sad day for America. And I'll have a go at him for that.
Right, but it's all part of the tapestry of it all.
It's all part of the fun of it all.
Yeah.
I get great fun out of it.
And are you surprised at the journey that you've come?
I'm absolutely amazed. I retired and I never expected any of this to happen.
And there was the computer in the corner. I'll have a rant now and again, and suddenly you're a star.
Well, I wouldn't know about being a star, but certainly it's brought me to places that I never would have been in before.
Yeah, so how often do you update?
I generally do it once a day. Sometimes I'll have something that I'll stick in a second post during the day. Sometimes I'll skip a day or two.
Yeah.
But it's a very regular thing.
Does it dominate your life? I mean, do you feel if you're going on holidays, I know you have access to computers or whatever when you go on holidays, but if you go away from the house or anything like that, I mean, do you feel, I have to get back to do my blog?
No, I am. I would not say I'm obsessed with it. We went on holidays last year and there was no internet access in the available in the area. I did have my computer with me, much to herself's disgust. My excuse was that I needed somewhere to store my photographs. In fact, I did find myself an internet cafe, but that was purely because I wanted to send a few messages to my daughter. So we have booked a holiday this coming year. I did all the bookings. Herself came in. She was delighted with the place. It's absolutely beautiful. It's in France again. And then she was utterly disgusted to find that the house has high-speed broadband.
So Head Rambles will continue.
Well, the blog will continue, but whether it will continue when I'm on holiday, that's another matter.
That has to be discussed.
No, it doesn't have to be discussed.
It won't be discussed.
I might do one or two posts, but when I'm on holiday, I'm on holiday.
Okay. Do you want to mention anything that's in the book? We'll talk again about the book and hopefully you can come in about that. But, you know, there's various extracts from the blog over the years in it. Our council has gone round the bend. That would resonate with some people in this county.
Yes, it's one of the things. This is one of the things that strikes me. It strikes me that people accept things without really thinking about them. That there's a road near us that, it's a beautiful road, nice, it was a windy road. People couldn't speed on it, so it was safe enough. Beautiful trees on each side. The council came along and they spent God knows how many hundreds of thousands ripping down the trees, ripping down the old stone mossy walls to straighten it out a bit. And apart from the fact, okay, it's a reasonably busy road, it means cars now go that bit faster. And presumably it is a bit more dangerous.
And you've lost the trees.
And we've lost the trees.
And you've lost the money.
And we've lost the money. I mean, does nobody ever think about these things?
Well, there you have it. An indication of what you'll find from Grandad, Cantankerous Elfler Grandad. Do you drink the Guinness?
Oh, I do indeed.
Right, well, that's you know, to type, I suppose. Cantankerous owl fella, granddad, writes the blog on Head Rambles, and thanks very much indeed for coming in. We could say the book is called Head Rambles and published by Mercier, and your name is on it, or at least this accomplice, Richard O'Connor's name is on it.
He's the other fella who writes, who does all my typing for me.
All right, thanks for coming in, granddad.
Thank you.
Good morning
much.
To you.